everybody, to the Superhumanistic Podcast, where we talk about all things health and wellness. Thank you for joining us this week. And make sure you follow us on everything Superhumanistic on YouTube, Instagram, and follow this podcast so you never miss another episode. And last week, a little bit of a recap, we finished off our series on Blue Zones, talking about connections and the connections with family and friends and community that people in the Blue Zones make. People in the Blue Zones live typically to be over 100 by following various exercises, eating habits, and connecting habits. So highly recommend to go back and listen to those episodes if you want to learn more about people in the Blue Zones. And we really challenge you to start implementing some of those things in your life so you can also live to be over 100. And we're going to kick it off this week with talking about the microbiome, prebiotics, and probiotics. We watched a documentary on Netflix, which got us involved with this or really curious about it. And we are actually drinking our kombucha right now.
Kombucha.
GT kombucha. This is the Gingerade flavor. They're not sponsoring the show, but I figured we'd mention it. So some fun facts about kombucha. It's been around for over 2,000 years. Started out in China, Japan, and Russia, and spread into Europe. Some basic ingredients are black tea, yeast, sugar, and they essentially let it sit aside, ferment, and you get kombucha, which has many health benefits. Supposedly, there hasn't been any major studies done on it, but considering it's been around for 2,000 years, it might be safe to say that there are some benefits to it. Can it help boost your immune system, help you lose weight, ward off any high blood pressure and heart disease, as well as prevent cancer. So try a kombucha sometime. So you want to get into talking more about what the microbiome is?
Yeah. So as my husband was saying, we got into the whole gut health based off of this not series, but a Netflix documentary. It's titled Hack Your Health, The Secrets of Your Gut. And it really got us both like really excited to learn more about it, because we're like, that's really interesting how our gut, our microbiome and our gut is related to really everything in our bodies. So we got excited to learn more about it. So your microbiome really is all of the fungi, viruses, bacteria that make up your gut. So we have billions of bacteria in our bodies, and they're helping to regulate all of our systems in our body. So there, of course, are some bad bacteria and bad viruses, fungi, and that part in our microbiome, but then there's these really good bacteria, viruses, and what we eat impacts that greatly. So I'm excited to share some more about that. The microbiome also is associated the bad for us and some of the bacteria that is bad for us are associated with different diseases that we have, but others are important in keeping us very healthy too. It does support our immune system, our heart, our weight, your brain health even, nervous system, and other body functionings. So the microbes in your gut begin actually to build up from birth. So as soon as you are going through your mother's, the birth canal, you're getting whatever bacteria that's in that canal as a child, as an infant, right away. So that starts your microbiome, and the higher your microbiome diversity, the better your health will be. So you're looking to have a very diverse microbiome. Some other ways to increase this, we'll talk about a little bit later in the episode, but
guessing, remember they said in the documentary?
Oh yes.
Your microbiome is shaped from who you kiss as you go through life.
Yeah.
Thought that was a good fun fact.
That is, so the more diverse microbiome is better. It helps us also with being able to digest our foods. And then with that, it helps to move like fiber throughout our body. It helps to sustain the energy that we're getting from our foods in our body. It helps with like reducing the heart disease and as well as reducing those chances of some cancers. Our microbiome also is in control of how our body responds to infections. So again, having a more diverse microbiome, the better chance we have of fighting off different infections and those bad bacteria that enter into our system. It also impacts our central nervous system. So it does in fact control parts of our brain. Another interesting thing that they said in the show is that our microbiome, so our guts, are in a way a second brain of the body. So it's controlling how our minds are like essentially thinking of like if we want to be happy and healthy and not have as much anxiety and depression, it is all based on what we're eating and what makes up our microbiome as well. There is different studies that are done. You'll have to watch the show,
the
documentary.
The name of it?
Yeah, I said it was the Hack Your Health, The Secrets of Your Gut on Netflix. So yeah, definitely a must see, especially if this is interesting to you, how your gut is impacting really everything in our bodies. I know you had a few things before we get into kind of like the foods that can help to build your microbiome. There are tests out there that you can take if you're like, I don't even know what my microbiome consists of. There's a variety of tests, and they do mention that in the documentary as well. But you can research, and I'm sure you've seen at like Walgreens or CVS or your local drugstore that they have those little kits.
Not a fan of how they have to process it. We'll let you find out for yourself or what they need from you. I want to get into prebiotics and explain what prebiotics are, and then as Jessica mentioned, we'll get into the food as well. So prebiotics are a type of dietary fiber that the human body cannot digest. They serve as food for probiotics, the beneficial bacteria in your gut, as Jessica was mentioning. They promote the growth and activity of these beneficial bacteria, supporting gut health and aiding in digestion. So very important. We'll talk about some of the foods, I think, in terms of how to get your prebiotics. And then you got your probiotics as well. So probiotics are the live microorganisms, including bacteria and yeast, that provide health benefits when consumed in adequate amounts. So back to the kombucha there, you got those ingredients in that. They can improve digestive health, support the immune system, and may even have a positive impact on mental health, as my wife was talking about there. So now we'll get into a little bit about the different foods.
Yeah, so like how you can improve your microbiome and make it more diverse is really by eating a diverse range of foods. You want to try to aim for eating more legumes, beans, fruits, vegetables, foods that contain more fiber, because it takes longer for your body to break down those foods. So that's helping to build that microbiome up. You also want to aim for eating more fermented foods. So fermented foods like yogurt, sauerkraut, kefir, kombucha.
Kimchi.
So
I like saying that.
Yes, me too. Kombucha too. So fermented foods, aim to eat more of those foods. Also, what you don't want to do is eat a lot of those artificial sweeteners. So you want to try to avoid like the sodas, any drinks or foods that have those artificial sweeteners in it. Because those artificial sweeteners, those bad foods that we're eating, does the opposite to our microbiome. It's actually increasing those bad bacteria that's in our body, which if you think about it, after eating maybe like a bag of nachos or a whole thing of ice cream or just anything that's really bad for you, you kind of feel bad the next day. So it really does make sense that these foods impact our whole body, and our gut really is in charge of like our whole body. You want to also try to increase that prebiotic foods, as David was saying. So it's a type of fiber that stimulates growth of healthy bacteria. So foods like artichokes, bananas, asparagus, oats, apples. And then something that is a benefit to babies. So not only does the microbiome start to build up as soon as you're going through your mother's canal, you also can increase a child or a baby's microbiome by breastfeeding. They say that breastfeed, aim for at least 6 months. So if you were breastfed as a baby, your microbiome will be more diverse. You also can create a more diverse microbiome by eating whole grains. So eating those whole grains, you're digesting that gut bacteria, and the benefit is with weight loss. Cancer risk will go down, diabetes goes down, and other disorders. Trying to have more of that plant-based food. So a lot of what we've talked about on our show previously applies to that microbiome in your gut. Eating more polyphenous foods, so foods like red wine. Another food that they mention in the Blue Zone area that they eat in a lot of the countries that we were talking about. Go back and listen if you are interested in that as well. Green tea, dark chocolate, the olive oil and whole grains. And then taking a probiotic supplement, or of course eating more foods that have the probiotics. And then avoid taking antibiotics. So when we take medication, when you're sick, it's actually killing some of those good bacteria in your microbiomes as well. Yes, of course, if your doctor's prescribing it and you're feeling so sick that you need something, that's fine. But as much as we're able to avoid taking antibiotics, we want to, because it's actually killing off some of those good bacteria as well in our bodies. Something that I felt was interesting is like some of the people on the show, and again, I won't mention too much because I don't want to take away from you watching it and your experience, but they did like micro dosing in the show of the foods that people were like allergic to or felt sick after eating. And it built up that immunity to feeling that way. So yeah, I just thought that was interesting that some of those diseases that people are feeling like they have or believe that they have just by microdosing that particular food is building up that their microbiome and to being able to eat those foods again. So
yeah. So just to recap there, if you want to feed those prebiotics, make sure you get those fruits, veggies, and whole grains. And if you want to get the probiotics going, you want to do fermented foods like yogurt. So eating a well-balanced diet is certainly important to feed that microbiome. I know in the documentary, they mentioned try to aim for 25 varieties of fruits and vegetables per week, which mm-hmm. is quite a bit. So don't count your calories, count those veggies and fruits. And in the show, they actually made a smoothie with 60 varieties of fruits and veggies, which
is crazy.
Yeah, that's a lot. So if you drink that, I think you'll definitely be super humanistic. Mm-hmm. So that was all we had for this week. Yeah. And join us next week if you want to learn about habits for happiness. Make sure you follow us on Super Humanistic on everything. Leave us a comment. And also, we have a challenge. I almost forgot the challenge. So as I mentioned, in the documentary, 25 varieties of fruits and vegetables. So try to challenge yourself this week and see how close you can get to 25 varieties of fruits and veggies throughout the week. So good luck on that challenge. Let us know how it goes. All right.
That was all. Bye.
Thanks.